Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Hello, and welcome to episode 46 of the First and Goal podcast. I am Ben Roberts, joined by Sin Longa, and the votes are in. We are down to two in the best of Purdue in the past 20 years bracket, but before we dive into that, Sim, I wanted to just kind of touch on a little bit of present day hoops. As last time we talked, we mentioned that incoming freshman Omir Mayer was playing in the under 20 FIBA tournament for Team Israel. And he had a pretty impressive run up until today. Team Israel was 4-0 heading into the match today against Italy, which they dropped earlier this morning on Thursday the 17th. They lost 89-80 in the quarterfinals. And if you just look at the stat line of 18 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals, you would think, you know, Omir didn't have that bad of a game. But if you look at the stat line, 5 of 18 from the field, including 1 of 10 from 3. And we kind of talked a little bit about it off air, Sim, but, you know, he was kind of bound to maybe have a drop off after the way that he was playing leading up to this game.
Yeah, man, he'd been cooking for the most part, you know, in the games before today. And so, yeah, like you said, you unfortunately for him and team, you know, didn't. Today was the day where, you know, he wasn't efficient. They didn't play well, and obviously, yeah, they lost, and so now they're out of the running of winning the U20s. But yeah, I mean, obviously today's is just one game out of the overall tournament performance. But he has played like really well. You know, I'm looking at the stat line of the game against Poland right now, and he had 24 points and 11 assists, and was 10 of 17 4 of 8 from 3. And I think you had mentioned too when we were talking about it off air about how like prior to today he was shooting like 52% from 3. So you kind of do expect that, you know, as much as you're like, hell yeah, let's ride this wave out, you know, you kind of do have that feeling of like, man, like he's at some point, you know, at some point he's going to start missing them, you know, and unfortunately today was it. And I mean, one thing you can say though is that man's went down shooting.
Yeah, I mean, even after this loss, he still is shooting 40% from 3 in the tournament as a whole through 5 games now. So, you know, it's not like, you know, he had really been struggling there. And let's not forget he's, you know, a year younger than most of the guys playing in this. But overall, right now, he's averaging 16 points, 6 assists, and 2.8 rebounds. Again, they're 4-1, and they kind of breezed through a couple of those games, thanks in large part to Omir's play. But, you know, all in all, they're not going to get the gold. But, you know, as a Purdue fan, you know, I don't think anything that happened here like changed, you know, kind of your expectation level or kind of excitement level or anything like that.
Yeah, no, I agree, man. I think the overall body of work that you've seen him do between the U19 and the U20, it just has to, you know, really has to excite you. you specifically, obviously, you know what I'm saying. but yeah, you if you're a Purdue fan, you definitely remain like, you know, your hopes are they didn't really plummet, you know, from what happened this past week with the U20. And you just, it just makes you more eager for him to get on campus and to, you know, to start practicing with the guys. I saw that, what was it, Oscar, what was the part participating in his first practice. And you're just kind of hoping, okay, let's get everybody together and let's start, working towards this.
Yeah. Unrelated, but for the ball practice videos with Oscar in there, that would be much appreciated. To put a bow kind of on Omir and the FIBA under 20, so they will play Saturday the 19th against Spain in the fourth place game there. But yes, Sim, Oscar is back on campus. So good to see him there. If you remember, I believe he had some passport issues in trying to get back there. So good to see him back. Also is neat. I don't know if you saw, but a couple former players are back on campus this week, as well with Zach Edey and Dakota Mathias back there. So neat to see those guys still kind of hanging around, especially like Edey, who was in Vegas at the start of the week for Summer League, was out there supporting the Grizzlies, and kind of cool to see him back at West Lafayette there.
Yeah, it's always dope to see Big Zach back there. And then, of course, you had Dakota coming back. They're probably getting ready for the alumni game.
That is definitely what they are getting ready for. And speaking of alumni, I just wanted to kind of touch, give a shout out to a couple former Boilermakers as well. Travion Williams and Carson Edwards both signed new deals to play over in Europe. So Travion will be returning to the Euro Cup and will be playing. I'm probably going to butcher this name, but I believe it's Bahçeşehir College Istanbul in Turkey. And Carson also re-signed or signed a new deal with Virtus Bologna after a really good season in Bayern Munich last year. So neat to see both those guys still continuing their professional careers overseas there.
Yeah, man. I mean, Carson been balling overseas too. So yeah, to see him get a new contract and, you know, moving to a new team. But yeah, man, it's just always nice to see guys who did well at Purdue, even if they're not in the league, you know, playing well overseas. That's just always nice. So maybe they'll come back for the alumni game one of these years.
Hopefully, that'd be really cool to see that. But best of luck to both of them over in Europe. But speaking of alumni, Sim, let's go ahead and get right into it with the votes in the bracket. So we were down to the final four teams. And just to kind of give a little bit of a recap, on one side of the bracket were the 1 and 4 seeds, which were Robbie Etwan and JJ from the 2009-2010 team as the one seed. They were taking on Carson, Vince, and Isaac from the 17-18 squad as the 4 seed. And then over on the other side of the bracket were the 2 and 3 seeds, with the 2 seed being AJ, Rafi, and Biggie from the 15-16 squad, and Lance Mason and Big Zach as the 3 seed from the 23-24 team. So we'll talk about each one, but I'm kind of curious your thoughts, because I know on the last pod somebody might have called you out about assuming that the 2 seed would go down, but in fact the 1 and 2 seeds will move on to the championship. So initial reaction seeing that as the outcome?
No, I mean it's not. I don't think it's wrong. I mean, I think when you look at, you know, the trio of AJ, Rafi, AJ, Raphael, and Biggie, I mean, that's just, that's hard to deal with, man. That's hard to deal with. You know, you have AJ, who obviously is going to take care of whatever big you have, and then you got, but then you have to worry about Biggie, and then obviously Ray, brings his own set of problems, not only with being the outstanding defender, but I mean, I despite even though even when he's at Purdue, he wasn't necessarily the most notable scorer. I mean, man could get buckets if he needed to. So, and then obviously going up against Robbie, Etwine, JJ, you know, the one seed, rightfully so. I think I was probably more so a little bit surprised at the margin at which that which they won. But yeah, I mean, these two being in the finals, it's not entirely surprising. So we'll see how it goes from this point.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'm not too surprised at the results, but kind of the outcomes there with, you know, AJ Ray and Biggie doubling up Lance Mason and ED as far as the votes, and then Robbie Etwine and JJ getting, you know, over 80% of the votes against Carson Vince and Isaac there. You know, with you, I don't really disagree. I think those are probably the two best trios under the Matt Painter era specifically. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, have love for the 2023-2024 team, deservedly so. And if we're talking like teams,
I think we all do, right? Yeah,
roster wise, then it's going to be tough to argue with that. But if you're looking at specific trios, man, it's tough, like we said, to argue with Robbie Etwine and JJ, and then Ray, AJ, and Biggie. I mean, if you're just talking strictly 3-on-3 hoops, like, I don't know how you stop either one of those teams.
Yeah. No, this is a matchup where, for sure, like, again, I think we were talking about last week, like, this is another matchup where if we could see this, you know, in real time, give me a best of 5, give me a best of 7, you know, it's running, let's you know, check up. I think this would be a great matchup to see. And like you said, both of those trios, it's just, they both present a number of issues. So the fact that it's these two at the end, it does make sense. I'm just kind of eager to see now how it plays out.
Yeah. And I'm with you, man. Like, that would be front row, like, edge of your seat watching these two trios, because they actually match up fairly about as well as you can match up for, like, these trios. Because, you know, one thing we talk about is if you look at kind of AJ Ray and Biggie specifically, you got two bigs. So AJ is always going to take, like, the bigger guy.
Right.
And then the you big, got,
yeah.
And then you got Biggie as the stretch 4. And then Ray is going to lock down the guard. And then on the other side, you kind of have that as well, where you have JJ as the big, Robbie as the stretch 4. And then, you know, Etwine, one of the best guards, if not the best guard to ever play under Matt. So, you know, I mean, these are about as good of a matchup as you could hope for.
Yeah, I think so. I just, again, if there was a way to maybe, and look, maybe AI is gonna could work it out, but if there's a way we can see it happen, or maybe what is it? They're bringing back college basketball, aren't they? It's NCAA college basketball. Maybe they'll have an aspect of it where we can put 3-on-3s like this and actually, you know, and play this thing out. Because yeah, I think in this matchup, the one that kind of sticks out to me is just it would be Biggie versus Robbie. That would be the one where, for me, I'm like, all right, that one to me is kind of where the swing happens. Because I think JJ would be able to score, but also AJ is not gonna make, like, it's not gonna be easy. I think JJ would probably be more up from a perimeter with that mid range jumper that he had. And then I think Etwine's going to be able to get his, but also think Ray's going to be able to kind of hold his own in terms of defensively, and he's going to get his. But Biggie and Robbie, depending on how that goes, whoever really gets the advantage of it, that would be, to me, you know, if we were actually watching this play out, that would be, to me, where this thing swings.
Yeah, I would agree there. And that would be kind of a really interesting matchup because, you know, we talked about, you know, Etwine being probably the best guard under paint, and Robbie and Biggie probably two of the best fours. You know, I know Biggie ended up playing center as well, but, you know, he was kind of that stretch guy as well. So they kind of had similar roles there.
Was that the year? Was that 15, 16 year?
Lakers.
My bad. Was that 15-16 year the year where Biggie had that 2020 game against, I think it was against Minnesota?
I think it was.
Yeah, that's.
I think it kind of put him on the map.
Yeah, that's a bad. I think I just remember being like watching that game and being like, oh, so he's like really, really good. Like he knew he was good, but it was like, oh, he's really, really, really good.
Yeah, so that was, and so just to kind of clarify too, for when everybody makes their vote. So the 15-16 year, you had AJ and Ray as seniors, and Biggie was a freshman that year. Of course, Robbie Eaton and JJ were all in the same class, but just to kind of clarify the specific years for those guys, and you know, I don't want to discredit kind of the other two squads either, because, you know, we had talked about these were probably the four best trios, regardless of how you think they were seeded. So right. Just kind of wanted to give a little bit of love as well to Carson, Vince, and Isaac, because that to me is kind of a very underrated squad there. And, you know, obviously Lance, Mason, and Zach are going to go down and Purdue were forever there for what they did, but just wanted to kind of give a quick little shout out to Carson, Vince, and Isaac there as well.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, that was a fun team to watch too. Because I'm pretty sure that was the year too. They were it was belt to ass on a lot of people in the Big Ten. Man, it was beating the shit out of people. So that team was no slouch, and those three in particular were pretty damn dominant that year.
Yeah. And they kind of, you know, like we talked about with these other squads, they kind of had the same formula as well, with Carson being the guard and Isaac the big, and, you know, Vince as the stretch four there. So, you know, kind of seems to be a pattern for how Paint likes to assemble his squads there.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely got a type.
So that is how the finals will break down. So again, we will get an updated bracket out on social media. It'll be the one seed again, which is Robbie Eaton and JJ from the 2009-2010 team, going up against the number two seed, which was AJ, Ray, and Biggie from the 15-16 squad. And Sims, since you were a little bit off on your predictions last week, I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself, because that's the kind of guy that I am. And any thoughts on who's going to take home the crown of the best Purdue trio in the last 20 years?
Hey man, I honestly think it's gonna be Robbie, Eaton, and JJ. I just offensively, that just seems to be a lot more potent, and like defensively, they might not be as good as that 15-16 squad was in terms of. I'm thinking particularly with, honestly, no, all three of them were, but they're not. But they're not like, I don't think the gap is as wide as you know, as great defensively. So yeah, I think they take it. Also, I mean, shout out to 09-2010. That's when your boys was at Purdue. You know what I'm saying? So from that standpoint, yeah, I'm gonna rock with them. And how kind of you to give me a second a shot at redemption.
You know, that's what I do. So
man.
It'll be very interesting. I'm gonna go on the other side. I'm gonna take AJ, Ray, and Biggie. I just think they're too good offensively and defensively as well. I mean, you got defensive players of the year, shot blockers, you got, you know, just a rebounding machine. So I'm gonna take AJ, Ray, and Biggie in this one. But we will see what everybody else thinks. So be sure to check it out on
Twitter, Right America,
Instagram, and Facebook. Let us know once and for all if I am smarter than Sim or if Sim is smarter than me. This will be the deciding vote there. But really have enjoyed the engagement on this one. And much like you said, Sim, really excited to kind of see how fans will react. I think we really haven't had any close ones yet. I'm going to guess that this one's going to be pretty dang close.
Yeah, I think this is going to be one. Yeah, I can see this one being a lot closer. I think, what is it? Was it the 4-5? That was fairly close. I think this one will probably be closer than that one.
Yeah.
And as it should be, because I think you can make a case either way. I genuinely do. I mean, I know you were saying like, yo, this will determine who's smarter between you and myself. And I think we all know this aside is probably me. But but the reality is that, like, if you're really being honest about it, there is a case, I think, for both sides. There's a case to say why that 2010 trio wins, and there's a case for that 2015-2016 team. So I don't necessarily say, like, to I'm not trying to say that, oh, that there's a wrong answer, but I know for myself, I could hear an argument for both sides. So I think the voting will reflect that.
Yep, 100% agree. And again, make sure to cast your vote on Twitter and Instagram. We can be found at First and Gold PU. It'll also be on plenty of Purdue Facebook groups out there as well. So be sure to throw in your vote. Let's have a little discussion and, you know, have some fun and kind of embrace
the debate.
Both these squads, because Sim, I think you're 100% right that, you know, there's no wrong answer here, that both these squads, you know, were really, really good. Some of our favorite players on this squad. So it'll be really fun to see. But again, make sure to get your votes in. We'll have it out running for another week, just like we did this week. And then we will discuss it all next week, along with a little bit of football news as well. We'll finally have some football to talk about as we get ready to kind of kick off, you know, everything ready for football with media days getting started next week. That kind of, you know, really gets things going in the college football world. And as far as media day schedule was announced by the Big Ten and the Purdue Boilermakers with Coach Barry Odom will speak on Thursday, July 24th at 2:45 p.m. Eastern Time. You can catch all of the Big Ten media day press conferences on Big Ten Network. They will be live and basically having coverage all day. So be sure to check that out on Thursday, the 24th. Be some pretty interesting coaches speaking on Thursday specifically. So you have Kirk Ferentz will get it started at 2:30, and then Coach Odom at 2:45. And then a newcomer there with Coach Deshaun Foster at UCLA at 3. Jonathan Smith with Michigan State at 3:15, Lincoln Riley and USC at 3:30, and then Sharon Moore, the Michigan head coach, will wrap it up at 3:45. So be on the lookout for that. We will break it all down. But, you know, Sim, I think we've kind of talked about it just a little bit, but I think just the most exciting thing about all this means that football is right around the corner.
Yeah, I agree, man. The fact that you know, we did it, I was able to say we made it through the summer. I'm not gonna lie, man. I think I'm pretty eager to see Coach Odom's presser. I'm just more because I think there's so many unknowns with this Purdue football team, because you just had so much turnover, so much of an overhaul with the roster and obviously with the staff, and just to kind of hear how he, because I think that'll be his first real true opportunity to kind of set any type of expectations. So I don't think he'll put like, I don't think he'll put, you know, try to, you know, set a high standard in terms of like, well, you know, a successful season for us and, you know, put actual metrics on it. I think there's probably, he's probably going to, probably will communicate an expectation in terms of what you'll see from an effort standpoint, effort and execution. But yeah, I'm curious to see what he says, because I think what the media day and then on the same day as the alumni game earlier that day, there's going to be like an open practice, I think from like 8:15 to like 10 for football. And so those will be between, I think, media day and then seeing that practice. I feel like those are good. That's like you said, like you're going to tell that we're starting to get into that. Hey, it's football time. And so it'll be your, you know, really the first opportunity you have of seeing, okay, this is, what do we have here? What do we have? Who sticks out? Who's, you know, who's, what jerseys, what, you know, what people should we be kind of putting a star next to of like, hey, will this be a guy who shows out for us? And I know, you know, you and I, we have some plans in terms of how we're going to, you know, talking about in the lead up to football, but it's going to be really interesting to just see that presser and see what he has to say and just kind of how kind of then obviously what the reaction, the feedback is, not just from like the media, but also from just like other fans. So obviously, like, you know, when we're on Twitter and stuff like that, you know, please, you know, don't hesitate to tweet at us and, or, you know, ask your own questions, whatnot, because yeah, that's just a lot of unknowns, but a lot of kind of anxious excitement, I think, going to Purdue this year. So
yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think you bring up a really good point about it'll be really interesting just to kind of hear Coach Odom and the players too to talk right, about yeah. kind of their expectations for the year. I think you would agree that kind of in Coach Odom's initial press conferences, I know I came away pretty impressed with just kind of how he spoke, how he carried himself, and, you know, kind of just interested to see kind of, like you said, how that leads into, you know, previewing an actual season now versus kind of the initial newness there.
Right, yeah, because that introductory press conference, like when you first get introduced and whatnot, you know, there isn't necessarily a whole lot after that, you know, like you definitely want to, hey, this is who I am. This is how we, you know, this is what I want to build. But now we're at the point where I think that press conference is like, okay, well, what have you been able to do between the transfer portal and obviously all like spring ball and whatnot? And now you're getting into training camp. It's like, okay, well, what have you been able to do? And so now you kind of get an update from that point. And then, you know, like I said, then you have an opportunity to start to see with your own eyeballs with the practice that they're going to have on the second. You start to just be able to put together some of the pieces in your mind in terms of, okay, what might this Purdue team look like? So, and then probably you can go over to whatever betting app and decide whether or not you want to take the over under on Purdue wins.
Yeah. So again, that'll be next Thursday, the 24th. Coach Odom specifically will talk at 2:45 Eastern time. And you can catch that live on Big Ten Network. They'll have coverage all day, all week. They will be out in Vegas breaking it all down. And we will not be in Vegas, but we will be breaking it all down next week, along with a champion and the best of the trio under Matt Painter. So again, make sure to go vote on all the social media platforms on who you think will be crowned champion. But want to thank everybody for their continued support and all the love on social media. Thank you very much. And most importantly, Boiler Up.
Yes, sir.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.